Parenting Hacks with Dr. Yanina. And as you know, in this show, I share one or two parenting hacks or tips to help you have stronger relationships with your preteen or teen. And I also talk about all these issues that are related to raising them in a healthier way. And today's topic, it is amazing. It's about body image. And I am so thrilled to have Joanna Grenko as my guest. Thank you so much for being with me, Joanna. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. I'm really, really excited to talk about this topic today, and I hope it can help some people think about how they see themselves.
I mean, so important, isn't it?
Yes, it is very important.
And we're going to be spending two videos on this topic because I believe it's that important. So this is going to be a two video series. So today, Joan is going to be sharing two tips. And in our next video, she is going to wrap it up with two more tips. So before we dive into this amazing conversation that I cannot wait to start, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Joanna. And she is a recent graduate earning her master's degree in social work from the University of Iowa. So you're in Iowa, huh?
I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, yes.
Fantastic. And you just got a new job. You're employed as a clinical therapist at New Sight in Des Moines, Iowa. And similar to me, you have a 15-year-old daughter. You've been married for 20 years. That's amazing. And you have spent the past few years diving into your own personal body image and body image issues, and you want all young women and men to accept, appreciate, and respect their bodies. And I love that. That is so wonderful. So, you know, before we dive into today's two tips, why don't you tell me a little bit about why you're so passionate about this topic?
As a young girl, I was heavily involved in sports and athlete, and I was an athlete, and I spent a lot of time around other young women who were also athletes. I did triathlons. I always was in the gym, and it became sort of not only competition on the court or on the field, but also how you see yourself. And as a young athlete, it gets really easy to become obsessive about your body, what your body looks like, and you lose focus and lose sight of what your body really does for you and not just what you look like.
Right. And it's something that we see, especially among preteens and teens. It becomes more like an obsession. You know, they really want to look their best, and there's nothing wrong with looking your best, right? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with exercising, but the difference is that we have to do it in a healthier way. And unfortunately, our children are bombarded with unreal images of what body image should be like or should look like. And that's when it becomes more like an obsession. And then we have all these different mental health issues that are attached to that when we don't take care of our bodies in a healthier way. And that's what you're going to be talking about. So I am so looking forward to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I just think that people who experience body dissatisfaction can become fixated on their body shape, which really can lead to unhealthy practices with food and exercise. Mm-hmm. And it leads to feelings of depression, isolation, low self-esteem. And I do think, Yanina, your point that we're bombarded with images, not just from social media, but also advertisers, TV. Kids watch a lot of, they have a lot of screen time today. They're on social media a lot. So it's even become more prevalent than what I was kind of subjected to when I was a young girl.
Yeah. It's just insane. And there is this misconception that body image issues is mainly, it's just for girls, but it's not. You know, boys also have these issues. So maybe that will be something we can talk about too. Just the importance of seeing that, oh, I have a son, I don't have to worry about what you guys are going to talk about. When in reality, yes, you should, right?
It does. Right.
It's prevalent in both girls and boys.
Yes, and it's even becoming more prevalent in boys. And I think the awareness around that is increasing also, that we aren't just focused on girls and positive body image. We're focused on also young men who can also struggle with how they see themselves and compare themselves to others.
Mm-hmm. They just manifest it, I think, in a different way that it might be not... Parents might not think about it that way. They might just think, oh, he's just growing up. But in reality, he's just having issues with body image. And parents, because they're so used to how it looks like in girls, they might not see that their boys are going through that as well. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and I think if you look at advertising and what kids and what young teens see, young boys are also being sold the idea of what body perfection should look like. Mm-hmm. And when we're trying to form our ideals about ourselves, that can really play into what are we seeing? What examples are we being given? Right. So I do think it impacts young boys.
Right. So in girls, it's more like, you know, being skinny and makeup and all these different things. And in boys, it's more like building up. Can you talk a little bit about that then before we dive into the tips?
Yeah, like if you watch TV at all, or you see advertising, or you see influencers on social media, it's all about, for boys, being buff or being muscular. And if they aren't muscular, they can be seen as weak. And men, young men, that's one of their biggest triggers, is being seen as weak. And so that's this unrealistic idea of what their body should look like also.
Yeah. And in girls, as we know, is more
being thin, being having the perfect body, you know, comparing yourself to others. Not just your body, but how your body's seen in certain outfits or clothes or fashion. And that really can set also unrealistic ideals of what a perfect body is.
And both can also lead to eating disorders, which is the, you know, the extreme, right?
Yeah, because when we become obsessive and we do have body image issues, the perception is that if I just can control what I eat, then I can obtain a perfect body. And that can become increasingly worse over time, and young women and men can develop eating disorders. Mm-hmm. And if it gets to that point, then it can be very, very dangerous. Mm-hmm. And those problems can last for a lifetime.
Right, right. So if I have a daughter or a son that I'm suspecting that they are having some issues with body image, what should I do? What would you suggest?
I think the first tip I'd like to start with is to increase your teen's media literacy, so they can think critically about the messages that they are receiving. So when they're seeing advertisers, or they're seeing things on social media, or they're seeing their influencers, are these depictions realistic or are they digitally altered? So looking objectively at those and not being so much comparative to those, but really asking, what message are they trying to send to me? What message, what are they trying to sell? Who profits from the message?
Right.
All of those things are really important to look at, because when you're watching an advertisement, they're trying to sell something.
Right.
Someone's profiting off of that. Mm-hmm. Or if you're on social media and there's an influencer, someone's benefiting from that. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important for teens to understand what they're being shown, and their perception of that can be altered just by kind of changing how they think about it in their mind, asking some really important questions. And that media literacy for young kids, young teens, can really change how they see themselves when they understand what they're being shown.
Right. So having an open conversation is very, very important.
Yes, I think that it's just education and understanding. Education usually creates understanding. And for young teens, it's a perfect time to really help them cultivate this understanding of what the media is selling them.
And not coming like a teacher, you know, with that teacher perspective as a mom, but coming like a concern, like, you know, sometimes we tend to be kind of like, because we're so worried about it, we might try to be pushy about it and might be come in a more aggressive way. But if, you know, we have to understand that we have to empathize with our children and put ourselves in their shoes and come with that perspective versus coming more like the expert kind of, you know, wearing that expert hat, you know, because otherwise if we come wearing like the expert hat, telling our kids what to do instead of like kind of guiding them, they might put a wall immediately. Don't you think?
I think we can just ask questions. If you're watching TV together, just propose the question, what do you think about that advertisement? How do you see that? Mm-hmm. What do you think the intention behind that is? What's the intention of the message?
Absolutely.
And just be really curious about the topic of conversation.
Yeah, love it, love it. So what would be another suggestion that you would have for our viewers?
So number two, I'd like to focus on, as a parent, have love and compassion for your own body. So Again, what messages are we sending to our kids about our own bodies? Are we talking? Pardon me?
That we don't even realize that we're doing that sometimes, you know?
Right. Do we have a healthy body image ourselves? Because if we don't, it will translate to your kids. They will pick up on that. We are their biggest examples. And when trying to cultivate a positive body image, kids learn from their family, from their friends, and from their media. And so being a mom or a dad, what you show your kids really does impact how they see themselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, we, as I always say, we have to model the behavior that we want to see in our children. And that is so right on, you know, what you're saying. And it is a difficult topic, I think, and it's hard, especially if we as moms don't love our body, if we ourselves have body image issues, it's hard, but we have to be more intentional and more mindful about it. If we don't want our kids to suffer the way we're suffering, we have to help ourselves first so we can help them. And that's just amazing. Thank you. This is fantastic.
And I think that really creating some awareness around it for yourself, yes. You know, do you shame yourself in front of others, in front of your kids? Yes. Do you talk negatively about your body in front of your kids? Do you call yourself names? Is your inner critic really sending the message that you don't like yourself or your body? Mm-hmm. You know, those things, and it's just having some awareness around that. Just really thinking critically for yourself about how do you feel about yourself? How can I give myself more love and compassion? That love and compassion will impact not only how you see yourself, but how you see your kids.
Oh my goodness. I love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you. So to recap, the first one was to increase your teen's media literacy so that they can think critically about the messages that they are receiving. And the second one was, as a parent, you have to have love and compassion for your own body, right? Did I?
That's correct. And we're a work in progress. Nothing happens overnight, but it's just planting those little seeds over time so that your kids are picking up the messages that you want them to hear.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Joanna, for sharing these two powerful, super wonderful tips. And this is not it, because in our next episode, you're going to be sharing two more amazing tips in the topic of body image. And I cannot wait to hear them. So if you have not done so yet, you might want to check out the Facebook group that I have for moms of preteens and teens. So go to Facebook and just type Moms Don't Quit, and I will definitely be so glad to give you access to the Facebook group. So what I want to do is, again, thank you so much, Joanna, for being in this episode today. And we look forward to having you in my next episode. And until then, I wish you an amazing week to you and to our viewers. So we'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.